only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Just like music.
Uh-huh. Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Listeners, call in 805-830-8320.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Musically Inclined with La Crush Hearts, and I am Miss La Crush Hearts, and I am here on time, on the dot. Here we are, going into our third week back, having such an awesome time. Shout out to Novelties, Lachey Jones, and Laurie Edwards, and for tuning in last week, and Antoinette Hayes from Serenity Sweet Skincare in North Carolina for tuning in last week for the debut of Crushing After Dark Thursday night at 9 p.m. We went over Valentine gift ideas. We had just such a good time. Awesome. It was just like girls talk. It was a little tweaking done, but you know, it was good. So shout out to the Novelties online adult sex shop. She came in, we went over her little top 7 list that she has. Visit the website www.novelties.com. That's NOVELTEAZE shop.com, and go buy you something, girl. Oh my goodness, how did the East get through that winter storm? And here they're saying we're gonna have snow again. Oh my goodness, winter is kicking us. I miss this. You know, this is something that you miss. We've been having it easy for the last couple of years when it came to the winter time. Now winter is just giving it to us hardcore, hard body. They're just giving it to us. So, you know, if you're on the East Coast, or if you're out there and it's snowing, try to stay warm. Try to stay out the snow if you can. It was hectic. A lot of state of emergency. The U.S. was shut down, it seemed like. So, you know, that was, but, you know, we did our show, we had a good time, and we had fun. This weekend was Valentine's Day weekend. I was talking last week, and I was like, my news feed on Facebook was going to be wicked. I predicted that on Thursday. Let me tell you, Friday, my news feed was so empty. Friday came, Valentine's Day came, my news feed was done. There was no, hey, boo, happy new year. Like, nobody wanted to celebrate Valentine's Day. I don't know. It's like Valentine's Day was just whatever. You know, 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock hit in the morning. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. And that was it. I didn't see nothing else. You know, a few people here and there posted up, look what I got. But it wasn't as popping as I thought it would be. It wasn't no love on Facebook this year, so. I was wrong. I admit it. I was wrong. But, you know, news feed was real quiet this year. Real quiet. Anyway, that's just a little mini update. Once again, that number, 805-830-8320. Right now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up the chat room. I see you, 225. I'll be right with you. I'm going to take a quick break. And when I come back, I'm going to get to that 225 because I see they want to get on air. So we're going to get to that 225 in a minute. Right now, I'm going to start off with some diamonds. Yes. Indie artists who came to the show Wednesday last week. And I'm going to play their little song. Tell me what you think. 805-830-8320. You're tuned into Musically Inclined. I'll be right back.
Yeah, I'm young, strong, out of my mortality. Blood to my face, in the room, my only man. Yeah, I'm young, strong, out of my mortality. Blood to my face, in the room, my only man. I'm selling blood to my face, and I let it pop off. Let it pop off. Let it
did it before. Start a tab, open bar. I'ma take your father, make the flow a martyr. Cause the way this girl is moving gon' make me a father. And I ain't getting younger, so I'ma live it up. Got the girls with Pharrell, so I'm tryna give it up. She back it up, talk a truck. Lost a couple condoms, tryna look for love. I guess I'm burning rubber, pedal to the metal, right? Man, I just know that death is coming, so I'll live for life. I'm just what you made, God, oh God. She just want that D, man, Big Sean. And I'm pulling Kendrick's pouring pools inside the club. But I'm pulling Drizzy Drake when I'm breaking hearts. Toronto love, North Kush, I'm smoking presidential. George Bush.
Strong, out of my mortality. Blood to my face, and I brew my own medicine.
Yeah, I'm young, strong,
out of my mortality. Blood to my face, and I brew my own medicine.
I'm pouring blood to my face, and I let it pop off. Let it pop off, let it pop off. Blood to my face, and I let it pop off.
Heads off to the young, trying to get it popped off.
My crew, what it do on that motherfucking Westside? Say what's that? Westside, we the essence of aggression. We drinking like George Benson. I guzzle past the lesson. I'm my own damn mission. My own tie to the piston. I write my own fiction. Man, I'm for my sinners. I got for my winners. But I'm still only 23. Feeling like a mess to be a motherfucking king with dreams of a money tree.
But watch the dreams die quicker than a tree with no water free. See, I'm poor like Alvaro, homie.
Kids I knew since middle school were murdered, they were buried, they were mourned, and the world was down without them. Who am I to say that I can do the opposite? Living on my dreams while they only live in competition. That motherfucker went. Shout to that fucking west.
Yeah, I'm young, strong, out of my mortality. Blood to my face, and I brew my own medicine.
Yeah, I'm young, strong,
out of my mortality. Blood to my face, and I brew my own medicine.
I'm blood to my face, and I let it pop off. Let it pop off, let it pop off. Blood to my face, and I let it pop off.
Heads off to the young, trying to get it popped off.
What's up? Just wanted to let you know that Phone Fantasy Radio is back on four nights a week, and it's such a some hot track to play live on air and our live stream. If you got that fire in hip-hop, R&B, pop, reggae, or spoken word, then send them to us for consideration. Visit us at www.phonefantasyradio.com to learn more about our submission guidelines. And remember,
if it's hot, La Crush Hearts. We'll play it.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Hey guys, welcome back to Musically Inclined. I am Miss La Crush Hearts, and as you just heard, we are looking for submissions, MP3 format. You know, learn more at PhoneFantasyRadio.com. Shout out to Diamonds. They're out there doing big things, and now with their little hit called Young, second release from their debut album Genesis. So check them out. They cool peoples. Very intelligent. Check out the interview on the Fantasy Limelight. That was last Wednesday. Tomorrow's the Honey Suite, y'all. We're gonna come back to the Honey Suite tomorrow. We're gonna have official release of the Honey Suite tomorrow. I mean, show for the Honey Suite tomorrow. It's been a while. So we're gonna do that. So I told you Valentine's Day, for me personally, it was no big deal. I had to learn the hard way that I'm not loved. Whatever. Anyway. Whatever. It's cool. I relax, chill, got a drink. I had some of that Nouveau Red Velvet cake. And I still don't know how I feel about it. I need to take some more sips. I don't know. It was good. It had ice in it, but I think it would be better if I just added something, tweaked it a little bit. A little bit. A little bit. I mean, a little bit. We need that. Just a little bit.
body's vibrating, your manhood is escalated. Come touch, body's traced, turned over, I don't wanna see your face. Kiss your neck, your back, you told me what's next.
One,
come over. My nasty cry.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
My nasty cry.
Just disappeared, but here I am. Okay, so play a little. Well, I just press the first thing that I see. So Aaliyah, Come Over, and Adina Howard, Nasty Grind, first two songs up on air, you know, from my Valentine's Day playlist is still up here. So, you know, hope you like that. Okay, so before I went, I was talking about Florida, the Sunshine State. A Sunshine State of Mind. We're going to be talking about that tomorrow. The Michael Dunn, the Trayvon Martin, the George Zimmermans, the everything. Excuse me. We're going to discuss some of that tomorrow night on the Honey Suite. That's the episode. That's what I wanted to tell y'all to tune in. Hopefully everything will be back to normal on the Honey Suite, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. Now, I see I got the 225 back. She came back for me. I'm just going to bring her on right now. Hi, Lady C.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm all right. Can you hear me good?
I hear you good.
Okay. Just making sure. How was your Valentine, Lady C?
it was okay. I got a dozen of roses, well, a bouquet of flowers from a friend at work who I thought I was joking with. I said, "You're having Valentine's?" He said, "Sure." I said, "Okay, we're Valentine's," and he bought me flowers and surprised me.
Oh, that's so sweet. I seen you get a little red and black earlier. Yeah, I'm like, look at Lady C. She got a little red and black on. Look at all these.
But the thing is, we're looking for the same thing, me and him. We're both looking for a good man. So that's
Oh, right. Way to kill the vibe, Lady C.
It was really sweet of him to do that. So I wasn't expecting it. And none of my so-called anybody did anything.
You know what?
I would tell you about one of my somebodies. He called me Thursday. I asked him what's good. He gave me the excuse, right?
Right.
And didn't hear from him all day Friday. Then all of a sudden he called me Saturday and Sunday. I was like, wow. He told me his thing was he had a death. His friend, something happened. His friend had a death in the family. But he was at the club Saturday. Right. He said Friday sucked because, you know, he was feeling depressed. But he was at the club the following day.
All right, well, I talked to the so-called, whatever, I don't know what to call him. We talked the day before, well, we talked Monday. I said, I saw the stuffed animal I want. He says, what? I said, I want a stuffed animal. He says, really? I say, really? He says, okay. But I didn't talk to him all week. Then Friday calls. And when I called him, oh, I was at home resting. I'm tired. Not one happy Valentine's Day, woo-woo, nothing. I said, oh, okay, well, resting. I said, you're not going to say it. I'm not going to say it.
Uh-huh.
I said, it. I got my sidekick call on, well, sidekick text on Friday.
You said sidekick?
Yeah, you know, you're the sidekick. You get the text. You don't even get a call.
Oh.
I have a Valentine's Day text. That's the sidekick.
Oh, I got those. Happy belated Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I got those and Friday. I got them. So, you know, sidekick. That means you're the sidekick. You didn't get it on that day, a vocal one. You got a text or that Friday, that Saturday. I got one that Saturday. I'm like, oh, okay, sidekick.
Oh, goodness.
I had my one friend in Houston, he did call me, and he said, Happy Valentine's Day. I wanted to call you on the day. He said, hadn't been able to get you anything, but I want you to know I was thinking about you. I said, well, okay, I got a call from you on the day, although I didn't get anything. But that's so you so silly. It's like everybody's looking like, huh, you could have gave me something on the 15th. I would have accepted because you get more.
I don't know. You know, I'm not saying Valentine's Day suck, but these dudes need to put a little bit more effort into it.
Yes.
I got them this time. They got nothing. Nada. No, nothing. Don't call me for nothing.
I had some gifts when I said I have a son I can give it to. I have grandsons. Like, okay. I caught him on sale. I thought it was on sale. It was a gift. A nice gift, cologne, body wash, and stuff. Okay, I got you that. It's sitting there in the box waiting for my son to get it.
Oh, okay. I couldn't get nobody nothing. I had nobody to give anything.
Well, I had a couple I would have given something to, but hey.
No,
I'm not
I didn't even have those. I had potentials, but the day of, even though I told this person 2 weeks ago, listen, I need to see you on this day. You know, told him a week ago, oh, I need to see you on this day. The day come, and because of the weather and stuff like that, they couldn't make it. But I didn't hear from them all day. So I finally said it. Oh, happy Valentine's Day. And they hit me back, oh, thanks, happy to you. Then when I called them, like, what's really hood? Oh, I don't celebrate no holidays. What? Lady C, I didn't know how to feel about that. And I wasn't upset that that's your belief. Okay, everybody have their beliefs. But there's two reasons why I was upset. One, there was no compromise. You know, and two,
right.
You could have told me this 2 weeks ago. I could have made other arrangements. You
okay,
know,
I really
was expecting to spend that day with you, so I didn't make no arrangements. But I could have took myself out. I could have did all that, you know?
Yes. If you know in advance, okay, he don't celebrate, all right, no problem.
Right,
that's
I wouldn't expect something of you. Right?
Or, oh, yeah, I'm going to get you something, and then you don't hear nothing. Or, yeah, okay, yeah, that day is coming up. was just saying, I don't believe in it. I don't participate.
Right.
None of those things work well.
But then he said, oh, well, I didn't know that's what you was getting at. And I'm like, you're doing too much to be doing nothing at all. And that's the thing I didn't like. I didn't like the fact that there was no compromise in the situation. Okay, we have a situation. You don't celebrate it. Okay, but I do. The reasons why is null and void. Doesn't matter why. Just know that I celebrate and you do. So what can you do for me as in turn of me doing something for you? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
What can we meet in the middle at? And he didn't want to hear that. Maybe see, when I tell you this man argued me down, he did not want to hear that.
I'm like you. Give me a little compromise. Just say, okay, well, I don't celebrate it, but I'll be willing to do something for you the day after.
Right. That goes with compromise. But, nope, he didn't want to hear that. He didn't, well, either he didn't want to hear that or he didn't think of that. But, yeah, I talked to him more than
that.
Well, he's supposed to be he wants to be my potential boyfriend. I'm like, I don't know how to give y'all that status when y'all don't even want to recognize me on Valentine's Day. Like, y'all treat me like the side chick.
I was supposed to go out to dinner Friday with a friend that moved back from Texas. We talked Monday, we talked Wednesday, we talked Thursday. Okay, I'll call you tomorrow when you get off, you go home, and all that. Okay, I'm going to go home and I came home, changed, and, you know, got freshened up after work, you know, washed all the work smell off of me and everything. No call. Still haven't heard from him. No call.
Like, haven't heard from him since.
Haven't heard from him since. Just say you don't want to do it. Don't say I'm going to if you're not.
Right. I don't understand where they get that at.
It's easy to just say, I don't want to do it. I really do understand that. Or
yeah.
I don't have the funds. I can understand that. We could sit and make some popcorn and watch a movie at the house.
Right. I don't know.
But
you don't
call. You don't say nothing. And then a week later you want to call, hey, what's up, huh?
Right, like nothing just happened. And you, being a female that you have, like, you being a female, then if you say something or you feel some type of way,
there's something wrong with you.
Right. No, it's like you bitter. You know, you're bitter. Like, you can't complain about this. You can't, like, it's always, oh, you're a bitter chick. You know, you got issues with men. It's like y'all do some off-the-wall stuff.
Off the wall. Very off.
I don't know. Anyway, folks, you tuned into Musically Inclined with La Crush and Lady C, and we're talking about the Valentine's Day mayhem. We're going to get back into some more conversation and stuff right after this. I see you, Brick.
Can't you see the glow on the window? Niggas always copy. All I wanna do is go on tour. chance ain't out of hell. Did this shit happen? Oh, baby, drunk in love. Hey, whip it.
Hey, welcome back. I'm lost to the source right now. This is Musically Inclined. I am La Crush Hearts. That was The Weeknd's remix version to Drunk in Love by Beyonce. I haven't even heard the original. But anyway, everybody's making these remakes and covers and stuff like that. I don't know. So that's that. And before, Love on Top. Obviously, I'm trying to not be anti-Valentine, even though me and Lady C were discussing Valentine sucking. So I try to keep it positive. Don't try to think of man bashing. I always get an email. Y'all man bashing on that show. Shout out to Russ Alex Owen over the across the pond in the UK. He finally made it to the chat room. I finally opened it. Sorry about that, Russ, but shout out to you. Much love to Russ. If you want to join us in the chat room, just refresh your browser and sign in or sign up to Blog Talk Radio. The chat room is open. You can chat with me. You can chat with Russ and whoever else coming in. Have some good times. I'll read your comments on air and all that good stuff. All right, Lady C, you with me?
I'm here.
Okay, just making sure. All right, Lady C, I know that, do you listen to hip-hop?
Some.
Some, right? Some. But you know who Nicki Minaj is, right?
Yes, I do.
Well, let me tell you what happened with Nicki. On Thursday, Nicki Minaj dropped a new single called Looking Ass Niggas. That's what it was called. Now, what accompanied the single was the artwork. And the artwork happens to be Malcolm X with a Uzi or AKA in his hand. You know, like a little artsy black and white photo of Malcolm X. Little arm, and the internet, I don't know if it happened, like, the world went ablaze when they seen this. I'm serious. I've had about at least two different petitions come across my computer in the last 72 hours, if you will, since this song dropped. Now, the song itself, Looking Ass Niggas, isn't really a bad song. You know, it's a really, you know, truthful song. It's like our theme song we be talking about on here. These dudes, you know, they fronting, they lying, they doing all this too much stuff. And that's what the song is about. Like, y'all doing, y'all claiming, y'all got cars, y'all got this, but y'all live in your mama's basement. You know, and like I said, this dropped on Thursday. Here it is Monday. We already got people remaking the song. You know, the guys had to hop on it. So we got the Looking Ass Niggas plus the Looking Ass version. I mean, Looking Ass Bitches version. There we go. I said that right. Yeah, so.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Huh?
I just say yes, indeed. So it's
like, you know, it does.
But yes, everybody,
it does go
do
both
it.
Ways. It does go both ways. We're not gonna knock it. I'm not even gonna knock the song, even though I don't listen to Nicki Minaj like that. I'm not even gonna knock the song because I get it. You know, Beyonce have her Oil the single ladies at, and, you know, she's been doing all this. But Beyonce, you don't matter anymore. Right? Like, you don't count no more. We taking back your I'm Woman Hear Me Roar card. Because you living a life. You one of the best-selling one of the best-selling artists, musical acts. They're about to nominate her for that. You know, you're married to a mogul, Jay-Z. Y'all got an empire, got the baby. Like, what are you mad about? And you don't really have no scandals out there. So what are you mad about? Well, I don't know. Beyonce, she got it too good. She got it too good. I don't see your pain. I don't see your pain.
Not at all.
I don't see your pain. You got the life. You got the life. Got the money, got the kid, got the husband, got the house, the island. You got it good.
Got everything. So, you got a good
I mean, not you. Big ups to you, and big up for the songs anyway, you know, because somebody got to say it. I'm getting tired of hearing about Gucci and Prada and all that because I can't fit none of that shit, so I can't relate. I don't understand. That's not for me. Am I wrong for saying that?
No.
You know, Bugattis. I don't have a license. I'm not driving on Lamborghinis. Can we talk about something else? And like I said, I don't listen to Nicki, but that song, Looking Ass Niggas, is real. I can relate to those dudes. I'm in the hood. Those dudes claiming they push weight, and they not doing nothing. I'm a dealer. I'm a street pharmacist. You know, I do this. I make money, shorty. You know, I talk about them people all the time. I can relate to that. I got that in my life. I'm just saying.
You know about them.
Right, I know about them. I don't know about Bugatti. Who the fuck is a Bugatti? Gucci, Prada. I don't know nothing about Fifth Avenue. I don't know nothing about them. I can't even afford nothing on Fifth Avenue. That's why I don't go there. I don't even go to see the tree because I can't skate. If I want to see a Christmas tree, I'm going to go outside to Fulton Street. Downtown, where they throw the white lights on all the little branches. we don't even see no big giant tree with a bunch of lights on it. Nigga, I pay electricity bill. I can't relate to that, so I'm not going over there. I pay for electricity, so if I see something like, nigga, turn that off. I don't need that much light. You know what I mean? I feel some other way. Not at all. But anyway, I digress. I can't relate to some of these people.
You're not understanding.
Oh, my goodness. Horsey throat brick finally made it to the chat. She said the truth hurts, but she did that. All right. She said can't hate, and she played the game correctly. Not like most women, she followed hood rules and didn't falter, proving her to be a down-ass bitch. She didn't put herself off basketball-wise or Divas or any other TV show and shit. What are you talking about? I lost her. Oh, she still has no voice. Are you doing the honey and lemon thing, Rick? I'm telling you, it works. Just eat raw honey. Just keep every 2 hours, just tablespoon of honey. You got to keep that throat moist. You know, knock on wood. I've been good. But she's in the chat room right now. Okay, so I know, right? She can't call in and talk. But, yeah, like, okay, so here's the deal. These petitions came out. Oh, she's talking about Beyonce. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay, she said she's not like most women. She followed hood rules and didn't falter, proving her to be a down-ass bitch. She didn't put herself off I guess that's what it's supposed to be. She didn't put herself off like Basketball Wives or Divas or any other TV show and shit.
No, she didn't.
You know, Russ, I haven't met you a day in my life. Russ talking about, remember me and you went down to Canal Street. Russ, if you don't go to bed. Russ, we never met. You tired. Canal Street.
I was down to Canal Street.
You know? Well, Russ knows about Canal Street. There he go. Aw, she hates the chat room. She's frustrated. Okay, but... Okay, back to the topic at hand. Now, these petitions, these hip-hop petitions have been jumping up at me about the Nicki Minaj album cover. Like, let's not even get into the video. Let's not even get into what she's saying. Let's get into the fact that she's disrespecting and defiling the black history and the legacy of this gentleman, Malcolm X. Now, I have an interview she did where she apologized for it, and I have also the two versions of looking as bitches, and I also have the Nicki Minaj looking as niggas, and I wish, I so wish Brick had her voice. I'm mad she said Nicki Minaj is a primate. That was not me. That was Brick. She said Nicki Minaj is a primate. Brick said that. I so wish she had her voice because I know she would have a lot to say about this track. Okay, so right now I'm going to get into the track, and then we're going to talk about this artwork a bit because, you know, one petition says we're getting tired of hip-hop, and the thing is, the person who sent me that petition is an indie rapper and was married to a rapper. So I don't know. But they're getting tired of everything being blamed on the hip-hop community when things happen. So that's something we need to talk about. So right now I'm going to try to get this Nicki interview to play for y'all. Did I upload it? Okay, I guess maybe not. I guess we're not going to talk about that. I could have sworn I uploaded it. All right. I guess we're not going to talk about that because it's not on the... And my page just crashed. Shout out to BTR. They're acting up today. I'm getting a lot of everything today. All right. Okay, so this is the situation. We'll go back to the petition and the interview she did where she explained her actual intent for the cover and all that other stuff for the song, but it's out there. We're going to definitely get it played for y'all so y'all can hear it, because I like the looking ass bitches and the looking ass niggas. Like I said, I'm not really a big fan like that, so I'm not even going to act like I'm down and all that, because I'm not. Stupid. I'll have her. Brick is in the chat room. She's going in. She's like, I'm calling if I get mad. Horse or not, fuck. Horse or not, she going to let us know her views. All right. I got you, Brick. I'll look out for you in case you decide to call. All right, folks. So let me take this quick break. Let me try to get this Nicki Minaj stuff on the board because obviously it didn't go through. And we're going to come back and chat some more. I'm waiting to see, okay, wait, we'll get all that later. I'll be right back. I'll be right back, folks. As soon as I find something to play. I thought I had all this worked out. Obviously, I haven't. So please be patient with me.
Making love, going hard, I hear a knock, knock, knocking on the wall. And as soon as
knocking in, then again there's a knock, knock, knocking on the wall.
Girl, your legs keep shaking, I swear we breaking our new headboard, headboard. And the love we make feels so good, girl, you know I'm proud. Looking at your lovely face, scream my name, you do it so loud. I bet the neighbors know my name, where you screaming, scratching, yelling, bet the neighbors know my name. They be stressing while we flexing, bet the neighbors know my name, my name.
This.
And I know you're so excited, if you bite it, they won't hear. And you know just what we're capable of when we make it love. So the music gon' be loud, you gon' scream and shout. Girl, your body's a problem, they call me the problem solver. Let the phone sit on the charge, it can ring all night. They can call, they can knock and be upset, but I bet the neighbors know.
Climax, girl, anytime, no me ready.
Receive what me have a gave for. Good loving every day that you live for. Ready, girl, let's go for it. Agony girl from start to finish, girl flex. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road wire sweet, girl flex. Time to have sex. Look how long she have the road wire. Bet me life, she not go late again. When she remember what we are and we make me life, she'll be always early for me to perform a longer surgery. Make me life, I can't count on that. Surgery knife a slice it like a flesh a girl flake. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road wire sweet girl flake. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road wire. I rather wait out of patience. Loving she get, that will be sufficient. I rather wait till I can't wait no more. X amount of loving heart for me a little. Just to hear she knock on the door. Just to touch her, me no want not no more. Girl flex. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road wire sweet. Girl flex. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road wire. Know me ready. Her tickle up me fancy. Skin to skin to perform surgery. Know me ready. Girl ain't wasting no time. Reach your climax, girl, anytime. Know me ready. Receive what me have a gave. Good luck.
A special announcement from La Crush Hearts.
Hey, it's La Crush Hearts, executive producer and creator of Foam Fantasy Radio. On air 4 nights a week, I will bring you the best in adult entertainment. Tune in for the Monday Night Jukebox or Musically Inclined. And Tuesdays, it's always thickly packed and full of flavor and the honey sweet. Wednesday nights, be bold. Be brave, with special guest interviews on the Fantasy Limelight. And finally, on Thursday, let's have sexy talk on Crushing After Dark. That's right, join me Monday to Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Listen live by phone at 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Visit us online, www.foamfantasyradio.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to Foam Fantasy Radio. That was my little commercial. I am having so much difficulty right now. I know y'all are mad at me. This is not the day. This is not the way I, excuse me. Really, Russ? Are you asking me that? No, I have not, Russ. I've been a good girl. Thank you very much. But that's all I have uploaded right now. Some Mad Cobra, Flex, talking about sex. Oh, please, don't kill the DJ. I don't believe this. I can't wait for her voice to come back. No soda or meat. She lost her mind.
Oh, wow.
Right. She lost her mind. That's why her throat hurt. Her body is telling you something. That's why she ain't got no voice now. You can't just take that away.
<It's> rejecting you.
Russ is in the chat room, folks. Brick is in the chat room. You can join us in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/foamfanradio. We're live right now. They're live in the chat room as always. Russ is asking, you had any facials recently, crush? And that's why I said, no, I'm a good girl. But apparently he's like, no, I meant facials like they do on QVC channel. The spa treatment facials. I don't know. I don't know who's in the gutter. Is it Russ or is it me? I think it's Russ. Who mine is in the gutter? Russ mine stay gutter. So I think it's Russ. But shout out to both facials. I know. I like both issues. I'm not even gonna lie. But that is more information to talk about on Crush in After Dark. Crush in After Dark on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. That's when we can talk about all that stuff, Russ. Thursday nights at 9. Tonight, I was talking about Nikki. I told y'all I'm having issues. I could not get the audios loaded. I don't know. Maybe we'll talk about this again tomorrow night before we get into the Sunshine State. You know, it's all Wicked and Mayhem, so it goes together. It goes together. Stop laughing, Lady C.
Okay.
Stop laughing at me. Lady C just giggling over there. Just so much mayhem. I had a few things I was talking about. I came across an article as well. I was searching, as you know I do. I was searching for stuff to talk about. And I came across an article. Apparently, Dave Chappelle, the comedian, the Dave Chappelle show, you know, he had his little show, whatever. Well, apparently, he had a spoof, if you will, or a segment where he called it the racial draft. Like, you have representatives of that particular race, and then you asked them, who would you, you know, bring to your race? Like, I give you the official, you know, I give you the official black card type situation. Or I give you the official Caucasian card, or I give you the official Asian card. Well, TheVibe.com did a similar article on that by Clover Hope. And basically they interviewed three representatives for blacks, whites, and Asians. They're all comedians. Donnell Ashy Larry Rollins represented for the blacks. Timothy De La Ghetto, representative for the Asians. And they had a representative for the whites. Now, I found it hilarious because for Ashy Larry's top three for blacks, he picked French Montana, a rapper, Halle Berry, an actress, and Robin Thicke. I had to read it like, really? Out of all that, I get the Robin Thicke situation. They're saying, you know, he's already, you know, taking over R&B game right now with the Blurred Lines, even though he, you know, they got sued for the whole sampling of Marvin Gaye. But, you know, Robin Thicke is sexy. He got that sexy white boy look going for him. I don't know. I haven't seen him naked, though. He needs Instagram. He needs to get on Instagram.
Yeah,
Halle Berry. Huh?
Yeah, they show everything on Instagram.
Well, the reason why he took, he took French Montana, he said he is racially ambiguous, so we don't know if he's black or white. As a black comedian, if I ever get in trouble, I live by French Montana's quote, niggas ain't worried about nothing. And then he said he wanted Halle Berry on his team because he's always had fantasies about her. But for her last two relationships, she's always dealt with white dudes. So he wants to, you know, enforce the old saying, once you go black, you never go back.
Okay, but Halle Berry is black.
Huh? Yeah, but she's
Halle
been
Berry
dating. Yeah, she's black, but she's been dealing with white guys for her last relationship, you know, her babies and all that. They were white guys. But she did deal with a black dude. Well, she did with a couple of black dudes, and they used to abuse her. Wait a minute. weren't they beating on her and stuff? I don't know. Once you go black, you get fucked up. I don't know.
Okay. There's a reason not to go back to black if you've been abused.
I know,
by.
Right? There's a big reason there.
Better
talk about
That's
me
okay.
all you want to. I ain't fucking with y'all niggas. That's crazy.
I've been there, done that.
Right, been there, done that. They going in though. They're going in. And he said he wanted Robin Thicke. Because he got chicks dancing in the video naked. And he said, not that white guys are better than black guys sexually, but with a name like Robin Thicke, he has to be pulling it down, putting it down. So, I don't know. We got Russ in the chat room. I would nominate Russ. Ooh, no. Oh, you typing in big, bold letters. Brick is like, Halle Berry can't be black because she's sucking bad. Christopher Williams busted Halle ass. Now the bitch is deaf in one ear. Ooh. But did she date, what's his name? Eric Benet as well?
I thought she did.
Yeah, I think that, wasn't that the last black guy she was with? Russ said, as a black man myself, no white men are better than us blacks.
All right.
I can't do it. Oh, yeah, David Justice, the baseball player. He cheated on her. Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that. Holly done had some serious situations. For her to be one of the top actresses, you know, like, Holly ain't no ugly, bad chick. You know, she was good at her craft. She, you know, she was making her little money. She was considered one of the sexiest black African-Americans out there. But she ain't make it into the world of love. So how can us average folks think we're going to make it in the world of love?
Well,
I don't
she
know.
Had bad choices.
Huh?
She picked some wrong choices.
Right, she picked some wrong choices.
Yeah.
Tell
when
you,
that red
like
flag
was like
there for a meaning. The red flags are saying, stop, hold it, don't go that way.
Right. But she ain't doing no better with the white guys either.
Oh, she just wants to be loved.
That's it. At the end of the day, who doesn't want that? At the end of the day. Shout out to Tropicana. Their orange juice is addictive. I think they put some secret ingredient in there that makes you thirsty at the same time as quenching your thirst. It's a conspiracy. Tropicana is a conspiracy. I tell you, they do. I wouldn't be surprised if Tropicana did like Coca-Cola back in the day with the Coke situation.
Yeah.
They got something in there. They do. They got it don't taste like oranges. When I eat oranges, I don't want to go back for fifth. I don't eat five oranges in one time. But for some reason, when I drink orange juice, I got to drink the whole container in one sitting. Right? So they doing something that ain't supposed to be happening. I'm just saying. Y'all doing more than just taking out the pulp. Y'all adding stuff to it. It's not on the label.
Taking the pulp out so it doesn't bother you. But then you want more.
Right. I don't know. They doing
yes,
something.
If one glass is good, then you're sitting there like, oh, that was good. Let's get another
like,
glass.
Right. Something is in there to trigger your mind mentally that you just aren't done yet. next thing you know, you done sat there and drunk six cups of juice.
And the jug is almost empty. You're like, who does that? Who came here and helped me drink my juice?
I mean, right. That was your ass. Looking at it, nigga, that was you. Doing that. Like, they used to, like, I heard when they had advertisement of drinks, they used to, they put the ice cubes in it so you could get thirsty. Something like that, some mental stuff, like subliminal messages type situation.
Right.
Yeah. So you're looking at it, you're like, damn, I'm thirsty all of a sudden. You're like, what? I'm thirsty. I don't know. So.
That used to be good with the subliminal messages.
That was the thing. They're not supposed to be doing that now, but
mm-hmm.
Who knows?
And she dealt with Michael Ealy. She a little whore.
She's just a very friendly girl.
Yeah, Papa Canna is the devil. That's what she said, Brooke said. She said, yes, she loves it. Tropicana is the devil. It's something in Tropicana, man. I wish I knew a chemist. Like, I need to really examine that, for real. We've been drinking Tropicana. I don't think they have a lot of vitamin C in it, either. They lying on their label. Somebody needs to do an investigation. Tropicana is an conspiracy. Tropicana is a conspiracy theory.
Well, see, I don't think they have a lot of ABC.
Read
the ingredients. When you read the ingredients, whatever first comes up first is what's most in there. When you read the ingredients. If water comes up first, mostly water. When you go down the line of the ingredients.
So whatever comes up first on the label?
Yes, it has the most.
The ingredients?
Yes.
In line. I don't see that. It says contains 100% Florida orange juice. You know what? There you go. That's the key. The oranges are from Florida. And Florida, that's why they're all missing something. That's what it is. It's the state of Florida. It's that sun. I don't know. I think it's they bought a coca plant or something. But yeah, that's what it is. They Florida oranges. Yep. It's like champagne sparkling. I liked it. I did. I liked Nouveau. She asked me how was Nouveau. I had Nouveau red velvet cake, and I had it with ice. I had a nice little cup. I actually drank the cup. So it was nice. It wasn't harsh. You know, like some liquors, you'd be like, what was it? It wasn't harsh. It was smooth. That's what I liked about it. Like, I could sip on it. Get my classy on. You know, it looked like Sprite. It didn't have no color to it. So the bottle is faulty. I thought it was going to be pink or something. But it was clear. It just looked like Sprite. It was cool. Had a nice little sweet taste to it. Like I said, I had the red velvet kind. But I had the regular kind too, which was actually pink. And it was more of like a champagne. Sparkling champagne than soda. It wasn't that sweet where it was overbearing, but it was cool. You had Nouveau before, Lady C?
No, never had that before.
All right, we're going to go get us a bottle, and we're going to go to Tiny Chat, and we're all going to have a glass of Nouveau together.
Nouveau, yeah.
Right, we're
going to
have a virtual
good.
Party. We're going to have a virtual Nouveau party.
What did you drink? A little Nouveau?
Yes, I drank it on its own because I don't like, you know what, Russ? Me, you're going to fight. I don't like liquor by itself. But that, the Nouveau and the exclusive, those two I can drink on their own. See, Rick, we need to get up and we need to just have a party. We need to have a sleepover. And we're going to get on a can with Lady C. And we're going to have a virtual sleepover. No, Russ, you're not invited. It's going to be girls only. Unless you're going to give us a show. Russ is going to be our private dancer, y'all. Shout out to the internet. You can have a whole virtual bachelor party on the internet.
I'll send him virtual dollars.
Exactly. We're going to send him virtual dollars. We're going to throw Monopoly at the camera. Monopoly money at the camera. Get it, Russ. Those are some blue bills, Russ. Get the blue bills. He asked me if I swallowed. I told him that.
How else would she drink soda, Russ, or orange juice if she didn't swallow?
I know that's right. Right. Anyway, folks, I'm going to take this last break, and then we're going to come back. We're going to have to end the show because Russ is getting on my nerves. He's musically inclined. I don't know. The show did not go as planned as I thought it would today, but we'll be right back. Speaking of awesome ladies, I like this one. Toni Braxton and Babyface.
Here we go. Damn, here we go again. Loving you has caused me so much pain. But you don't see it. You never see it. So why? I was doing what I had to do, baby. And I
sitting here in my bed. I've been thinking about everything that's been said. I realize what's at stake. From the moment I met you, I just ain't been the same. I need you here in my life, and we both know that's a hard thing to find. Girl, I'm a good man, and you're a good woman. There's so much more I wanna discover, baby. It's love, it lasts a lifetime. In my heart, I know, baby, it's love, it lasts forever, it'll just stop the show.
Oh, baby. I played the field for the longest time, sin enough of love. Can you comprehend what you make me feel? Heaven only knows why broken hearts can heal. I leave you here by my side. If you're not in my world, boy, oh, it just ain't right. You're a good, good man, and I'm a good boy.
Myself.
I didn't look for any man to do anything for me.
Right.
Because as the past is dictated, we know men ain't shit. So I did my own thing, and I was much happier.
Okay. Sound like a plan.
The bottle of wine, some cheese and crackers, and a good movie.
You said some cheese and crackers and a good movie. I know
that. That's right.
Sound like a plan.
And then I took care of myself afterwards.
Oh.
That was all right.
Okay.
Yeah. But you said a lot of things today, Crush.
Huh?
They really made me want to scream.
What? What did I say?
Crush, why do you continue to let these men upset you and your holiday?
I wasn't upset.
Well, when I say upset, I mean just cause any type of unrest. Yes.
Really, other than happy.
We all know men are going to screw up regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to screw up.
Mm-hmm.
So why do you even... It's best to just hope for the worst, and then maybe you'll get the best.
Because I don't want to be a... I don't want to be considered a bitter female, because I'm really not.
I don't
I'm
consider
not bitter. Huh?
It's being a realist.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's what I think it is.
I mean,
but then it's like when you tell people these situations, they always tell you this. Well, you got to stop dealing with those type of men. What does that mean?
Well, you know, I used to wonder what that meant as well.
Uh-huh.
What does that mean? Like you walk around with a sign on saying,
right.
All degenerative, low life, please come up and say hi.
Yeah.
You don't do that. You know? And for people to say that, those are people that already probably have somebody in their life.
Right.
That's
really just
okay. Change your circle.
Right.
What do you mean change my circle?
Like you guys feel like I include these people on purpose.
Exactly. I don't go to dive bars and hang out on the corner. So what do you mean improve my circle? I got tired of it. So, you know, these two idiots decided that they wanted to upset you or one doesn't celebrate. Don't give them the time of day for that one. I wouldn't even take their calls. It's stupidity. You know, and God will do exactly what you allowed him to do. They figure they wait 5 days. Crush will talk to me again in 5 days. She just needs to blow some steam off. But she'll be there in 5 days. Don't be there in 5 days. Let him go.
Oh, I don't do that anyway.
Let me start about the horses. Let them go. You know, Crush, we have to empower ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you should have done is you should have got some girlfriends together and went out and celebrated Valentine's Day if you didn't want to be alone. Can't count
I
on
was
bed.
Alone.
But did you want to be?
No, I didn't. It wasn't my intention to be.
I
was going to have company, and I was going to enjoy, you know, my evening with someone since we've
Did
been
they tell
talking.
You that?
Huh?
Did they tell you that, or you just assumed?
No, they said they was going to come by.
Come
they
by?
They were here every other weekend since.
But on Valentine's Day, they couldn't
right.
come by?
Now, what happened was I called them the day before because we had that storm. I said, well, with the weather, I don't think you're going to make it. And they told me, no, don't worry about it. I will call you back when I'm going my way.
Mm-hmm.
And I really did wait. I waited for about a good, maybe a good hour or so or better.
Well,
and then when I came back, the news was ready, but there was no, you know, him. And he gave me all the excuse in the book.
What's all the excuse in the book? You don't celebrate?
We don't celebrate that holiday.
So why didn't you tell you that before?
Exactly. That's what I was trying to understand. that's the only reason why I got frustrated and upset. I'm like, if this is something that you don't do and we're in the process of getting to know each other, you could have let me know that. Then he said, oh, he didn't know that's what I was talking about when I asked him once he's available on that date.
So what do you think you wanted to do? See, this is what I'm talking about. Yo, you know, I tell you, I'm going to keep my bias comments to myself. I don't want you to get accused of male bashing. So I shut up.
Right, I'm not male bashing, I'm not, but I am a real...
I'm male bashing. It's me, Brent. I'm doing it.
So we need to figure out the situation. What's that about?
I don't need to figure out anything. You don't need to figure out anything either. You know what the situation is. He knows what it is. You the only one walking around clueless. Get your head right, girl. Mm-hmm. These men, I'm going to shut them now.
I don't know. Ladies, see what you think.
Yeah. I agree with her. I mean, if he could have told you in advance that I don't celebrate this and not say I'm coming. Just say I don't do this.
What?
Y'all, it's so funny the way you said my daughter's fiance. Her first Valentine's Day, he bought her a little vanity with the mirror and the chair. Beautiful. Guess what he's been buying her ever since? Liquor. This year he bought her a bottle of liquor. She said she had to tell him, I'm not an alcoholic. She could have got me anything else.
Easy. Wow.
He bought her a bottle of, what is this stuff? It's a C. I can't think of it now. He bought her a bottle of that with, you know, peach flavor because she loves peach. She says no. She says, yeah, I say write a list for him. Y'all finna get married. Give them a list. This is what you do for my birthday, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day. If you're unsure, call my mom. Don't just buy me liquor. You know.
Oh,
but
that's the reason
he just cannot understand why I was feeling some type of way.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. You can kiss my Mark Simpson ass rush. Huh? I sound like Mark Simpson. I'm just asking. Russ. Anyway.
He just did not understand. And then let me tell you, I'm going to quote him because I told him, like, we have had a discussion. And he was like, oh, I don't want to talk about this no more. Like, there's no compromise with this man. He said, oh, I don't want to talk about this no more. I'm like, yeah, but I'm talking about it. What am I supposed to do? Shut up? Because you don't want to talk about it no more? So we was talking, and I brought something else that I had let slide. And I said, you know what, that hurt my feelings. You know, I was expressing my feelings to him. And he told me this, quote, unquote, folks. He said, it's never his intention to hurt a woman's feelings. If you are hurt by something I said, then I'm going to tell you not to be hurt. And if you continue to be hurt, then oh well.
He's going to tell you
not to be hurt.
Yeah.
Okay, I said, then you need to apologize because, like, we was talking and he would cut you off, like he would shoot you down. There's no compromise with this man. And then he said something. I said, well, didn't you say? He said, oh, yeah. Now, it was a brief quick. He said, yeah, I said that. It was a brief moment. And because he paused, I said, well, apologize because you was wrong. He said, no, I don't want to apologize because you said to.
Okay.
And then he said, you know what? Never my intentions. Like, you're not supposed to be hurt. You're not supposed to be this way. You're not supposed. I was like, I know I could have kids with him.
Mm-mm. You know, then why would you even want to be in a relationship with somebody where there's no compromise? Oof. There's no room. There's no room for you, him, and his ego. There's no room. So that's a no-brainer right there. You just up and leave him alone.
I can't.
Done. It's done. I don't care now how nice he is. I don't care how. Oh, he's so sweet. He pulls out my chair. I don't give a damn.
I don't care about none of
there
that.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. He don't do any of that. But I don't care about none of that. The penis is just so good.
You know what? See? That's the fall of the black woman right there.
The penis.
That's
what?
Right
you
there.
You gotta
the
go beyond that, crush.
Huh?
You gotta go beyond the penis.
But I can't. You know what it is? Let me tell you my philosophy. I don't care about any of that. You know, they tell me all the time, oh, I want to be your man. I want to be this. I want to be that. Listen, you could talk until you're blue in the face. You're going to have to do some hella shit to have that status. So you was never in that league to begin with. You really was just my comforter. That's it. So, I mean...
But...
It's like I give
why
everybody
are you even?
Out, but I want penis.
Well, then, you know what? Fine. If that's the case, then stop catching feelings. If that's all it is, stop catching feelings. Treat it what it is.
What it is.
Oh, yeah.
Recreational activity.
Oh, yeah. I did that already. I'm done.
Okay, then stop getting. Then you know what? Then don't get mad. They didn't come over Valentine's Day. Don't get mad if he can't hang out with you. Don't get mad then.
I don't.
Treat him.
You know what? I'm going to tell you this. It didn't start off like that. You know, I was trying to be open-minded to the situation. Because I felt like, you know, it's 2014. You know, I was trying to be open-minded to the situation. But once you do it one too many times, I'm going back. So,
what's open-minded to the situation?
Huh?
What is that? What's open-minded
to
the situation?
It was given the benefit of the doubt because he really did not express everything in advance. I felt everything as is when it happened. You get what I'm saying? Like, we talk, we converse, and everything was good and dandy, but you don't know nothing until you get put into that situation. You get what I'm saying?
What situation?
Whatever situation, the Valentine's Day, the feeling situation, you know,
so
you start feeling somebody out. You can't,
well,
I can't just
got
be
together.
Talking to you in one conversation and know everything about you. I got to be
but what I'm
that.
Saying is, so for that one conversation that y'all had, you gathered that he was a romantic who would more than likely do something on Valentine's Day with you. That's what you thought.
Well,
all
that wasn't
talk
the
about
plan to begin with. If you heard me, that wasn't the plan to begin with.
So
the plan
what are y'all
was
see each
for
other?
Him to come by for Valentine's Day. And because
but what
of the
are
weather,
y'all
he
see each
couldn't
other?
Come by.
What are you to each other?
Huh?
Did y'all discuss that? Did you discuss what you are to each other?
There's, you know, you can discuss it until you're blue in the face, but like I said, until you're put in that predicament, you don't know.
But did you discuss it?
Yeah, we discussed it. That's why
so
y'all
just discussed it. Y'all just friends. Y'all just friends.
Y'all right. Just friends.
It's nothing more, nothing less.
Friends with benefits.
Okay.
Yes, friends with benefits.
And if y'all are just friends.
Friends with benefits, but holidays don't count. I tell you that right off the bat. So don't ever put your heart into friends with benefits.
I'm not
never.
Putting my heart into it. Listen to what I'm saying. Y'all have taken it all the way to the left. First of all, I don't wear my heart on my sleeve. Y'all know that about me already.
Yeah.
Now, what I'm saying is I was open to the suggestion of him being more than just friends with benefits. That's why.
Okay.
That's why, and when I and like I said, I wasn't mad at the fact that he doesn't celebrate the holiday. That's okay. That's good and dandy. What I was mad at or upset at was the fact that he didn't tell me these things, his beliefs or his politics on a situation until the day of. Like, if I'm talking to you, Brick, I'm talking to you about a party. Oh, yeah, this party is good. And then the day of the party, I tell you, oh, I'm not going to play. You know what I mean? Like, bitch, you were just sitting up here talking about it the other week. Now, all of a sudden,
so
you don't
want
to play.
A conversation.
That's
about
what I'm saying. We was talking about, no, the conversation wasn't even about that. The conversation was the fact that he didn't show up. He did not contact me until that night.
Okay.
I was expecting him to contact me. He said that he would contact me, and he did it. But when I brought it up to him, he make it seem like I don't want to talk about this or I didn't want to have this conversation. But, yeah, we have to have this conversation. You're the one who brought it to me. Crush, I like you. I want to be a little bit more than this. And I want this. I want to build with this. I don't want to build with that. So I'm going to be open to the idea of building with you. That's what it was. I would be open to the idea of dealing with that
so
person.
So that's the conversation.
But once you start
fucking
up like that so early in the game, I want to revert back to I'm just going to do my thing. You know?
Okay, so that's the conversation that you two had earlier about the status of your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a conversation.
Yeah, there was
with
a conversation.
Your, okay. All right. So you went into Valentine's Day thinking we're on the way to the next level. So definitely, if we're on the way to the next level, clearly Valentine's Day is the day we're going to spend together. Okay, that's not a bad assumption. Consider the fact that he said that he wanted to take this journey with you together. No problem. Okay? So now I'm asking you, you were like, well, you know, it was just sex. You were upset because it was just sex. But you were really upset because you were misled by this man.
Because I was what?
This man led you to think that, crush, I want to get with you. I want to take this to the next level with you. So here you go. Okay. Grabbing his hand, skipping along. And then here he goes, disappears and leaves you in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, okay. Hello?
Right.
What happened here?
Right.
Where'd you go? So instead of him saying, I decided to abandon the ship, he don't want to talk about it.
Right.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want this. I don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. So now you know this is where this one
we
was.
Said.
Right.
Okay. This is where we
so
said.
Now you know what you have to do.
Right.
I would leave him alone. I don't like wishy-washy people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, if this is just, he left you on the first leg, on the first step, what is he going to do later on? You know?
He don't get it later on. That's it. Like, you already put yourself in that perspective. You get what I'm saying? Like, you don't get no later on now. Now it's just, we just being. You know what I mean? Like, I already know where you at. Now we're just being. You know, we're just friends or friends with benefits, however you want to call it. But that's what it is. It don't go beyond that. I'm not looking for that. You're not looking for that, obviously. So,
it was never
going to
be all
right
that. I'd be just about done with him.
Huh?
I think I'd be just about done with him. It would be a piece of ass and nothing more. When I say nothing more, I mean, our conversations would be limited to 5 minutes. Are you coming? Yes or no? Yes? Okay. Ding dong, I'm here. That's all the conversation needs to be had. Until I say, your shoe is over there. Get the fuck out. The end. That's just me.
You know what? This is a conversation to have at a later date when your voice is back together, because we got to talk about that right there. Anyway, you're tuned into Music Mastermind with La Crush, Brick, Lady C. Shout out to the 614. How you doing, John? I'm not going to bring you on right now. You called it a little too late. Sorry about that. Russ across the pond, thanks you, everybody, for tuning in. Join us tomorrow. on the Honey Suite as we finish talking about the whole Nicki Minaj situation, and we talk about the Sunshine State dilemmas, you know, what's going on in Florida. I'm telling you, it's the oranges. The oranges. Got them going insane out there
in Florida. It's orange juice, and I'm going to take 2 teaspoons already and get my voice back. I've been procrastinating, but I can't take it no more.
I'm the boycotting Tropicana after I finish.
Don't
this,
boycott it.
After I finish this bottle I bought. I'm boycotting. They got something in there.
That's right.
Anyway, folks, 805-830-8320. That's the number to save into your phone. You can download the Phone Fantasy mobile app. Did I forget to tell y'all about that all night?
That's got an app.
Mobile app now. Just go to Google Play, your Android, BlackBerry users. Download the mobile app. Get updates. Hit the replays. See photos and all that other stuff. Also,
is it free?
Huh?
Is it free?
Yeah, it's free.
Girl, you ain't said
my word. Type in Phone Fantasy Radio. It's free. Go to the website,
hey,
phonefantasyradio.com. Click on the big old cell phone. Download it for your BlackBerry or Android. It's in Google Play. It's in the BlackBerry market. iPhone's coming soon. But, you know.
iPad coming soon?
I guess all that. Oh, well, the Apple store, it'll be coming soon. But, no, you can download it on your tablet if you have an Android device. I got Android.
Yeah, what about the iPad?
Well, you got Google Play? Yeah, it'll be coming.
Yeah, I
got
Google Play.
Right. You can download that one.
All right.
Also, we have a Week of Love Valentine's giveaway in full effect, y'all. It ends Thursday. The winner's going to be announced Thursday night. So if you haven't done it, you need to go sign up at our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/WRPF Radio, or visit our website, click on the link, scroll down to the bottom of the page, and sign in with your Facebook account. That's it. That's all you need to do. And then tune in Thursday night to Crushing After Dark, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I'm going to let you know who won. And you'll get a free fantasy, Phone Fantasy Radio logo mug. You know,
all right.
I'll be giving it away another one, you know, soon. But just if you haven't done so, go put your request in, so we can see if you win a nice pretty
all
mug
right.
And then some from Crush Heart. But I got more news because I'm thinking of putting something together. But I'm gonna get back to you after that. Fuck UPS and shout out to everybody that tuned in. Where did that come from, right? That was left field. But that's it. Okay, that's it for now. Y'all got any shout-outs?
I want to give a shout-out?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to everybody who's trying to get through the snow in the morning. Be careful out there. So snow again. Be careful out there in this weather. And I'm going to get my voice back because I can't try to sound like Marge Simpson. Like Russ said, I sound like
Marge
Marcy.
Simpson. He said Marcy Gray.
He said Macy
Gray,
too.
Yeah, Macy Gray. All right.
That bastard. That's it.
That's it.
Shout out to the spirit of Black Reporter, wherever he is.
Wherever he is, he's been missing.
Whatever.
He's been MIA. Oh, lady, see, I got cursed out. Did I tell you?
No.
I got cursed out. I called one of his old numbers. I just happened to just call every number I could find on that guy. I called one of his old numbers, and she said, I thought I told you I didn't have to call here no more. And she cursed me out.
Oh. You should have saved that number. I could have called. My alias could have called.
I had what's her name? Mimi call.
Wow.
Black Reporter gave that number to a lot of women.
No, that was the backup number.
Sound. She called like she's sick of women. Sick of women calling.
when my alias calls, she talks to her.
Hmm?
When my alias person calls over there, she talks to her.
Oh.
Last time he was missing, she did talk to me.
Oh. Ooh.
Right.
All right. Shout out Black Reporter, whatever you're doing.
Somebody tell Black Reporter we're looking for him.
Yes, please.
All right, folks. Good night. Enjoy the rest of your evening. And
Good night.
See you tomorrow. Good
night.
See you, my daughter.